transmitiendo nuestra comunidad al mundo.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today to our Facebook Live session with Mariposa Community Health Center in Nogales. I'm Eladio Pereira, the Chief Medical Officer. With me is Dr. Phil Williams, the Associate Medical Director, to help us review a lot of things that have happened in the last 2 or 3 weeks regarding COVID, the illness, and the vaccination. So welcome, Dr. Williams.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pereira. Well,
thank you. And I'd like to thank our team, Marco and Edgardo, for helping us put together. So since we were here last, a lot of things have changed. And so we'll go sort of one by one and make sure we address. I think the first one is testing. At the moment, the testing capacity is limited, not just locally, but across the nation. There's a high demand for the test. As the number of cases increases, as the number of exposed individuals increases, there's a greater need for testing, particularly with the CDC recommendations that those individuals exposed to a confirmed case should become tested at day 5 or so from exposure. In our website today, we added a comment that our testing supplies are very limited, but there are other sites that could assist in testing, and those are listed for you there. Those are the Gabilondo Center Centennial County Service in Rio Rico, Embry Health in Nogales at the Santa Cruz County Chamber of Commerce, Next Care, Urgent Care, and Walgreens. And I suggest that people call and find out what the hours of testing are, whether they need an appointment and whether they accept a walk-in. But this is a problem across the nation. There are different kinds of testing. The antigen and the PCR, and each one has sensitivity and specificity. So be alert that, you know, there's a problem with supplies. We did about 200 tests yesterday, but we have received just 500. And therefore, the capacity is very limited.
Yeah, I think you summarize it really well, Dr. Pineda. You know, there's a few different types of tests, just like you mentioned. There's, at Mariposa, we do typically what's called a PCR test. It's in general seen as a better test just because it has a higher sensitivity and specificity. And there's two types of PCR tests that we do. We do what's called a rapid PCR, where they'll have the results back in roughly an hour. And then also a send-out PCR test, where we send the test to one of our reference labs, typically LabCorp. And then, you know, the time frame to get the results back for the send-out, it could be as early as 24 hours, but it may be as high as 5 days, just because of the increased amount of tests that they're doing. And then, you know, a lot of our viewers may have heard about home antigen test kits as well. The sensitivity and specificity isn't as high typically as the PCR, but they're still pretty good test. And the antigen test can actually be more indicative of active infection, which is one reason why the CDC added the option of having typically an antigen test after day 5. And if someone is still positive with the antigen test at day 5, then the CDC says that person should likely still isolate if they're positive for the full 10 days. And if they're negative, as long as their symptoms are improving or gone, then they can end isolation.
The health department says that those individual tested with the home antigen test should have a confirmatory PCR test. And that's something that Mr. Jeff Terrell wanted us to remind our community. They're trying to secure home test, but that's work in progress, not available yet. I know there's a scarcity of tests as well. Ahora lo voy a decir en español. El número de pruebas disponibles está escasa. Esta escasez ocurre en todo el país, en todas las localidades. En Mariposa tenemos un número limitado de pruebas, pero hay otros lugares donde nuestros residentes pueden ir. Están aquí en la pantalla. Pueden ir al centro de Río Rico, centro del condado de Río Rico, a Embry Health, aquí cerca de la Cámara de Comercio, el Urgent Care, the Next Care y la farmacia Walgreens. Les recomiendo que llame para determinar cuáles son las horas de pruebas y si necesitan cita o no. El doctor Williams habló de los dos tipos de pruebas. La prueba que detecta el RNA, que es un poquito más sensitiva, y la prueba del antígeno. La que tenemos en Mariposa es la RNA, pero el número de pruebas está limitada. El Departamento de Salud nos dice que les acordemos a los residentes que si usan una prueba de antígeno que se puede administrar en el hogar, si sale positivo, se recomienda una prueba confirmatoria del PCR o del RNA. Y están trabajando para obtener más pruebas para administrar, pero no hay decisión firme. Así que le pedimos un poquito de paciencia. Si el paciente tiene síntomas consistentes con COVID-19, ya sea nasal, congestión nasal, dolor de garganta, fiebre, tos, y por alguna razón no se puede hacer la prueba, deben asumir que el diagnóstico es COVID-19 y deben quedar en su hogar, aislarse en su hogar hasta que se puedan hacer la prueba. So always, if you have symptoms consistent with COVID-19, fever, sore throat, nasal congestion, cough, and you cannot get a test, assume that it is, isolate yourself, and then get tested as soon as is possible. Right. So the other item is isolation quarantine. Those have changed by CDC. A positive test is a positive test, and does require isolation. So we wanted to review those with you. The isolation and exposure vary a little bit than quarantine. So you know, a positive test is a positive test, and those people should be isolated, whether, you know, they're vaccinated or not, for at least 5 days, and then, you know, follow up on that. I think the exposed individuals change, so you want to review that, Dr.
Of course, of course. Yeah, so it has been a lot of changes, especially since the last time that we spoke. And there's a few different categories that we're going to kind of go through. The first category is the person that has a positive test, either positive PCR or positive antigen test. And that really doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. So if you have a positive test, there's a few things that you have that the CDC recommends that you do. The first one is that you need to stay at home for at least 5 days. And at that 5 days, if you don't have any symptoms or if their symptoms are resolving, then you can end your isolation. It's still recommended, though, to wear a mask for an additional 5 days after that. And then, of course, if you're still having symptoms, if you're still having fever, you should not end your isolation until that fever has gone for at least 24 hours without using Tylenol, ibuprofen, or other medicines to reduce fever. But really, you should still isolate until you have improvement or a resolution of your symptoms.
So we assume that a positive reason for isolation. It looked like the transmissibility seems to be highest, but a couple of days before symptom onset, and maybe 1 to 2 days after that. So just give that. What about those individuals who are exposed to a confirmed case? And the recommendation varies whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated.
Great question. So the second category is, what if you are what we consider fully vaccinated, meaning that you have your primary series or you have two doses of Moderna and Pfizer, and you also have a booster. So remember that boosters are typically given either 5 or 6 months after that primary series. So if you're fully vaccinated with a booster, you do not have to quarantine as long as you're completely asymptomatic, but you should wear your mask for at least 10 days. Obviously, if that person develops any symptoms, all the symptoms you just mentioned, fever, runny nose, nasal congestion, if they develop any symptoms, even if you're fully vaccinated with a booster, then you should get tested to see what your results are.
So, es importante si el paciente sale positivo, que se aísten por 5 días y usa máscara por al menos 10 días. Importante que estén mejorados los síntomas y que no hayan tenido fiebre por lo menos 24 horas.
The other caveat I forgot to mention is that in that same category, if you have received your Moderna or Pfizer vaccine within 6 months, or if you've received your Johnson & Johnson vaccine within the past 2 months, then those same things still take place, meaning that if it's within 6 months of that primary series, even if you don't have your booster yet, if it's within 6 months, then you also do not have to isolate as long as you're asymptomatic.
Quarantine only applies to the unvaccinated, meaning you need to stay home and be tested at day 5. So most testing is around day 5. So la cuarentena usualmente aplica a aquellos que no se han vacunado, después de estar expuesto a un caso positivo de COVID y hacerse la prueba al día número 5. El que está vacunado debe hacerse la prueba de todas maneras al día 5, pero no tiene que estar en cuarentena. O sea, esa es la diferencia. Pero estamos aquí para consultar. Si tiene alguna pregunta, nos llama.
You know, that last group though, what about people that are unvaccinated? What about people that have not received their booster? Or what about people who have received both doses of Moderna or Pfizer, but it's been more than 6 months, or they received Johnson & Johnson and it's been more than 2 months? For them, they should quarantine at home. So they should stay at home for 5 days. After that 5 days, of course, they should be tested on day 5. And then they should continue to wear a mask for an additional 10 days. And then, of course, same thing, if that person develops any symptoms, they, of course, should also be tested.
Right. So a lot of variables here. We're happy to answer any questions. The CDC website has all this information as well. So let's move on to boosters. So we're now doing boosters with the Pfizer vaccine to children. Initial was approved for the older population, 16-17. And now it's approved for 12-15. Recommendation is changed to 5 months instead of 6 months, right, Dr. Williams?
Exactly. So 5 months after receiving that primary series, someone can get a booster of Pfizer, 5 months after.
Pfizer is the only one that's been approved for kids.
Exactly, only one approved for below 18. Right. And I think we should really stress the importance of boosters. You know, our rates of primary vaccination here, so those people that have gotten two doses of Pfizer or Moderna, has been really high in our county. As you know, it's been in the high 90s. But as you know, our rates for the booster has been lower. And I just want to stress the importance of the booster, especially with Omicron. You know, some studies are showing that after receiving your primary series, your protection dips down to around 35% with Omicron, but it boosts way up to over 75% if you have received the booster. So just a plea to everyone that the boosters are so important, especially with the Omicron variant. So please everyone should get boosted.
Absolutely. So los refuerzos muy importantes para proteger contra la variante de Omicron. Están aprobados para niños. Inicialmente se aprobó al grupo 16-17 años y ahora está para el grupo de 12 a 15 años. Y es particularmente importante, como dijo el doctor Williams, para reducir la posibilidad de la infección con Omicron. So talking about that, we do have coming dates to be at the rec for boost. Most of them will be boosters. So let's review. We're going to be at the rec, mostly boosters, and we want to increase our booster rate. So we have those dates, right, Dr. Wheeler?
Yeah, we do. So for the next few weeks, we're going to be at the rec, you know, our kind of our final push. And we're going to be there every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for the next few weeks. And we will typically be doing vaccines and boosters for people that are 12 years and above. On Wednesday, January 19th, we will be vaccinating kids ages 5 to 11. And then starting the last week in January, really January, February on, we will be vaccinating at our clinic. And we'll be vaccinating kids on Tuesdays, ages 5 to 11. And then people 12 years and above will be vaccinating on Thursday at our clinic.
And we're going to post that in our website. Vamos a poner todo en la página de web. Dice el Dr. Williams que vamos a vacunar adultos o de 12 hacia arriba, particularmente con el refuerzo, el booster, martes, miércoles y jueves, excepto el día 19, va a ser niños de 5 a 11, y 21 días después vamos a vacunar a estos niños con la segunda dosis el día 19 de febrero. So, chequeen la página de web. Recuerden que el booster es muy importante para reducir el riesgo de Omicron o Omicron. The school vaccination is going well with the mobile units, and our health department colleagues are telling us they'll have mobile units again. They're vaccinated about 2,000, but they're going to vaccinate more. So they're going to be there next week, vaccinating at the different schools. I think that information should be in the Santa Cruz County Health Department website. So please take advantage of that. Las vacunas para niños van a estar en las unidades móviles del estado de Arizona, el Departamento de Salud. So por favor, chequen las fechas. Son convenientes, están disponibles y no tienen que salir de las clases, ¿no? And then, you know, I think just a final comment about the search. I think we're in the middle of a search. You know, Omicron seems to be more contagious than the other variants. It's attacking the vaccinated too. The good thing is that it appears to be mild disease. The reduction in hospitalization and death is markedly reduced by vaccination, of course. But I think a general message to the community is to stay home. To leave home only for urgent issues, perhaps grocery shopping, doctor's appointment, but generally speaking, and of course to work. To stay home if they can, prevent large gatherings, wash your hands, and wear your mask. I think this is a time of being extremely, extremely cautious about COVID-19, and it's here to stay for now. I mean, Dr. Ben, do you have anything else?
I agree 100%. You know, on Monday of this week, there were over 1 million positive cases just in the U.S. And our average is, you know, over 400,000 cases per day currently. So it's spreading like wildfire. And thank goodness, you know, we know what to do to protect ourselves. Just like you mentioned, stay at home, wear a mask, you know, do all the things that we've been talking about for the last year.
Right. So a third comment, a final comment, I should say, let's not forget that for kids, there's a third dose for the heavily immunocompromised. And of course, those kids have certain diseases, including cancer. So for 5 to 11, there's a third dose recommended, just like it is for adults. So that's something to emphasize, right?
Exactly. So if you have a kid who's immunocompromised, and you know, that can be a variety of things in pediatrics. For instance, kids that are on chemotherapy, kids that are on long-term steroids, for instance, kids that have kidney disease, please contact us. And of course, we will get you in immediately to get you your third dose.
Dice el doctor Williams que hay una tercera dosis de la vacuna Pfizer como tercera dosis para niños 5 a 11 años que tienen enfermedades que le bajan el sistema inmune. Eso está disponible para completar su serie de vacunas. And then finally, let's talk about medications. We don't have those available yet, but they're here. I mean, they're already approved. One is called Paxlovid, and the other one is called Molnupiravir. They're 5 days. This is a 5-day course. One is approved for 12 and over. The other one is 18 and over. It is used to treat mild to moderate diseases. And they're not to be used for pre-exposure or post-exposure, only for positive cases. You got to have a positive test. And it looks like they're acting against the Omicron variant. And there are some nuances about each. The doctor will know that. But it's not available yet. What we heard is that it's still very limited across the country. Our state will probably get some, mostly distributed through Walgreens and CVS pharmacies. At Mariposa, we're trying to get some, of course, but it's only about 6,000 doses for the entire state. It's not a whole lot, but we hope to have that available at some point. These drugs are fairly effective. Paxlovid, in terms of effectiveness, seem to do a little better than Molnupiravir. It looks like the risk of hospitalization at day 28 drops by 89%. With Molnupiravir, it's about 31%. So it looks like Paxlovid will be the preferred option, but it has more side effects and more drug interaction. And that's where the doctor comes in to make a decision what is best for you, particularly those people who take certain drugs that could be affected by metabolism of Paxlovid. But it's here to stay. Estoy diciendo las medicinas que están disponibles. Una se llama Paxlovid y la otra se llama Molnupiravir. Van a estar disponibles. Todavía no están disponibles aquí en el condado, pero se van a utilizar para el paciente que tiene una prueba positiva, tiene enfermedad leve moderada de COVID. Son 5 días de medicinas. Hay un ajuste en la dosis de acuerdo a la función renal, pero reduce el riesgo de hospitalización y el riesgo de muerte. Paxlovid parece ser un poquito más efectiva que Molnupiravir, pero vamos a ver todavía en esta lista. Tenemos entendido que se va a distribuir a través de las farmacias de Walgreens y CVS. Estamos esperando más información acerca de eso. Mariposa, esperemos tenerla también, pero no tenemos confirmación todavía. Así que, I think with that, Dr. Williams, you have any final comments?
Obviously, be safe is the most important thing I can say. Also, we're always here. I know people may have a lot of different questions. Dr. Pineda and I were at the Nogales Rec Center most days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Always there for consultations. And please, everyone, continue wearing a mask and just please be safe.
Absolutely. Prevent large gatherings. Stay home unless you have to work and grocery shopping, all of that. But this is not a moment to be around indoors with large numbers of people. This infection is spread very quickly. And, vaccination helps. But you become infected, and some people get really sick from this. So you just be careful. Manténgase seguro, evitar congregaciones grandes, evitar salir de la casa a menos que sea necesario, etcétera, etcétera. Así que le agradecemos la atención el día de hoy. Gracias, doctor. Gracias al equipo de nosotros y buenas tardes. Okay.
transmitiendo nuestra comunidad al mundo.